Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. And Jordan, we're going to focus on the precious metal sector as we usually do. But first and foremost, since you are one of my favorite technicians, I want to get your thoughts on a debate, I guess we can call it, in terms of the way gold's more short-term chart pattern is setting up here. Now, I'm hearing from some of the bulls that this is a bull flag that gold is putting in. I'm hearing from some of the more generalists saying, you know what, this doesn't necessarily look like a bull flag. You could maybe even classify this as a bearish flag. Now, a couple things to take into account is, yes, gold has had a massive run-up this year, even last year. And it's, for the most part, moving sideways, I guess we can say, after that high reached at the very beginning of August. But you look at the daily chart of gold, and we're seeing consistently lower highs, a complete mixed bag of lows, but the recent low was really the lowest low since the peak in August. So when it comes to a bull flag, a bear flag for gold, what side do you stand on?
Yeah, it's not a bull flag. I mean, it's not even close to being a bull flag. For something to be a bull flag, there's really two elements. First, you make a really strong move, and then the market consolidates in a tight fashion, and it has to remain very close to the high. And so, typically, you're either consolidating really close to the high when you're consolidating, or you're even going sideways. But when you, within that consolidation, the higher levels are at the high or very, very close to the high. Like if you want to look and see what a bull flag is, it's a little extended, but you can look at the consolidation we had after we peaked in early April. And then we consolidated for close to 2 months, which is actually fairly, I mean, that was kind of long for a flag consolidation after that kind of a move, but that's a bull flag pattern. I mean, what we have now is not even close to being a bull flag. But to me, if you look at the decline that we've had since the middle of September, I mean, when we broke down, that happened swift. It was very quick. And since then, gold, same thing in silver as with gold. Since then, we've kind of had this weak consolidation. So it kind of, I mean, it's potentially a bearish flag, but we'll see what happens. We have to, it's just one scenario to keep in mind. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. We're still in a correction. And looking at gold and silver in these daily charts, there's definitely potential for a small bear flag here setting up, you know, based on the sharp decline we had since mid-September and then the weak rebound and consolidation that we've had since.
Now, is it also a consideration, as you said, in that April bull flag, let's call it, the sideways consolidation did test out that peak in April of 1788 a couple times. This recent, let's call it consolidation for right now, it hasn't tested out that over 2,000 level on that spot market.
Correct. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's never, and even if you're looking at it, even before the middle of September, before gold broke down, if you're just looking at that sideways consolidation, that's not a bull flag because the consolidation was occurring at the lower end of the range after the initial correction in early August. I mean, for this to be a bull flag, gold would have been consolidating, as you said, you know, above 2000. The peaks in a bull flag consolidation tend to come at the previous peak or very, very close to.
So, Jordan, I don't want to be too pessimistic here because let's face it, gold is still up over $300 this year. It is still a very good year for the precious metals. But I think one thing that we can both agree on right now is that some of the interest and some of the enthusiasm has waned from the precious metals sector. It seems like a lot of investors right now are back to being focused or distracted by the U.S. equity markets as those continue to run higher. How much of that is playing a role?
Well, I think in the very short-term sense, and just in the last 3 or 4 days or so, we have seen the miners have been outperforming the metals. I mean, specifically the gold stock's been outperforming gold. And, you know, normally we'd say, hey, that's a good sign. That means the metals, you know, might strengthen here a little bit. And I mean, that's possible, I think, for a little bit. But I would say that I think that when, with respect to the gold stocks versus gold relationship, there's a lot of nuance there because of all these other factors, one being the stock market. And when the stock market is strong and, you know, you're not in a really bad bear market for precious metals, when the stock market is strong in that environment, it tends to be, I'd say, you know, slightly negative for gold. Again, there's a lot of nuance here. But if the stock market is strong, essentially that will tend to favor the gold stocks versus gold itself. So, I mean, it remains to be seen, you know, how this is going to play out. And we're really getting into the nitty gritty here and the details. But I suspect that the strength in the stock market is the reason why the miners have held up better than the metals the last couple days, because the metals, as I said, they could be bear flagging here, but the miners have been a little bit too strong for me to call those charts bear flags, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. You know, one other point is volume that we've seen in, let's say, GDX. I have a weekly chart up here, and I know that you don't like to follow volume that much, but the last few weeks have actually been the lowest weekly volume in GDX all year. And I know a lot of people are saying coming out of summer, more interest would come into the precious metal sector. We're just not seeing that right now, but we're not seeing a complete breakdown either. And it's something you and I have talked about, that the sector needs to correct either in terms of price or in terms of time. But what we're getting right now is choppy volatility. What does volatility mean for the overall sector, or for the outlook on the sector, when it is moving percentage points almost each day without really a defined direction?
Well, I just think that's the nature of the sector. And with respect to volatility, I would say the market reached an exhaustion level. Buyers were exhausted in early August, and that's going to take some time to correct, consolidate, and find an equilibrium. And so, and you noted the volume, and that's a good indication that we're in a correction, consolidation. And circling back to volatility, it's probably choppy in a short-term sense, but it's probably decreasing in the larger sense, because it probably was increasing during the move that we had in the early part of the summer to the middle of the summer before we peaked. So that's where we are. I mean, we're in a correction, consolidation. If we're looking at the miners, we could use a football analogy and say we're, you know, around the 50-yard line, but we'll see if we can go higher than here, or if it's time to punt in a, you know, consolidation trading sense. But that's where we are. I don't see anything special going on, and I just think the correction is going to continue in terms of time. I think at some point we're more likely than not to probably retest the lows, but we'll see. I mean, there's just, you know, we may be overanalyzing it here, but there's just, I mean, as an investor, there's really nothing to be done. I mean, that's the key here, you know, just sit and watch, learn more about your favorite stocks. And, you know, when the market is in a larger correction and consolidation, Corey, and it's still early in it or in the middle of it, as we look to be right now, you don't want to chase strength yet. You want to be buying weakness. So keep an eye out for more weakness over the weeks ahead. And, you know, if I'm wrong and the market consolidates and, you know, trades around the highs and the consolidation looks mature, it looks like a breakout could come, then that's the time you want to be more aggressive with your buying. But you don't want to chase strength at this point, when it appears to me, at least, that there's more to go in terms of time.
Okay, fair enough. Now, there is a big distraction out there right now, which is the U.S. election. more and more of the people that I talk to, they have actually been right that they've said that it would be choppy into and through the election. But after the election, then maybe we could start to see some more defined directions in really a number of markets, one of those also being the precious metals. Do you share that outlook that once this election is behind us, we could get maybe a bit more clarity, maybe we could get a pop in the precious metals price, or maybe that fall, that correction down to some of those lower levels that some technicians have been looking for?
I just think people are wasting too much time trying to analyze that and analyze how the market might react one way or the other. I mean, I analyze fundamentals. I also analyze technicals, and the technical setup is, at least in my opinion, the larger technical setup is not going to be changed by the result of the election, nor the reaction to it. So I just don't foresee the election having that big of an impact on the correction and consolidation that we're in. I mean, hopefully it'll cause people to sell precious metals so we can come down to the lows again and have a buying opportunity. That would be something that I prefer rather than there being a bullish reaction too soon, because, you know, that would kind of put me in a difficult spot with respect to evaluating if we're really going to break out or not when the correction is not mature. So, I mean, that's how I would look at it. It's fun to analyze, but I just think it's mostly noise and we have to stay away from that.
Oh, so much noise. But hasn't that been this year? It's just a lot of noise in terms of headlines, really through the last couple years when we look back at some of the trade news that was causing volatility. And now we have COVID and elections that's causing volatility. I honestly just want to get into next year and take a step back and try to reevaluate everything, because I'm in the camp that thinks undoubtedly we're going to continue to see some pretty crazy volatility through the next couple months of this year. Jordan, when it comes to stocks, though, are you finding that you're maybe starting to trim some more positions? Are you just sitting on the cash that you have? Are you looking for some fishing line sell-offs? What has your recent trading strategy been?
It's really just been hold, buy and hold. I mean, if this strength that we have extends a little bit more, you know, I might trim one or two positions, but that's mostly to build cash so I can buy something else. I mean, I have been noting one or two things on my watch list that corrected pretty good that I would be a buyer of. At least that's what I said last weekend. But for the most part, I'm really, you know, I'm just looking at companies and evaluating their prospects. And still kind of, for the most part, just waiting and watching. But yeah, I'm evaluating companies and kind of identifying, you know, which I think are going to be or which companies have the best prospects for next year. So, yeah, I just think with respect to portfolios, it's not a time to do anything drastic. But if you want to reshuffle and rebalance a bit, you know, that's fine. But otherwise, I would just be in a buy and hold mode. And if we get, hopefully we'll get a little more weakness and another chance to be buyers again. But otherwise, yeah, I would just try and keep it simple, you know, build a little bit of cash if you have to. But otherwise, this is not a time to do anything drastic with your portfolio or, you know, make any bets because you think the market's about to break out here in a couple weeks or a month or two.
All right. Well, Jordan, great chatting with you as always, man. I wish that we could be a little bit more optimistic for the sector. But again, this isn't pessimistic. Gold has been on a nice run. Stocks have been on a nice run and a little bit of a breather, especially during this chaotic time when it comes to news headlines. It's just fine. It gives us an opportunity to step back and even get into some stocks that have maybe sold off a little bit more than they should have and pay attention to what some of the catalysts are going to be in the near term. Jordan, thanks again for your time today. I'll chat with you again next week.